Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Now, this individual would be who we would call the false prophet. He's not called the false prophet here, but he's identified, we'll get there, in Revelation 16, 13, in Revelation 19, 20, and Revelation 20, 10. As the other references to this beast, that he actually is named the false prophet. So now, come on this scene. In the middle of the tribulation period, you have the unholy trinity, we would call it. You have Satan, that dragon. You have the Antichrist, who is the beast. And then you have the false prophet, who is that second beast, who comes and by the way, he's going to be a man. As the Antichrist is going to be a man, the false prophet will be a man. It won't be some kind of symbolic yoo-hoo out there, you know, a literal person, that he will be the false prophet. And notice he came out of the earth while the first beast, the Antichrist, came up out of the sea. I wish I could talk about that, about different places. John, but I want to get to the rest of this false prophet and the mark of the beast today, because I can't wait till next week. I mean, all this is good stuff, man. Ain't this good stuff? I can't understand why people read the Bible and they're bored. All right. Anyway, when you get a real Bible study, it's exciting. Anyway, the Antichrist, he comes out of the sea. This beast comes out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He's actually identified differently, completely, than the first beast, the Antichrist. Because in verse number 2, you see his description, the Antichrist, how he was described with this false prophet is described a different way. Now, verse number 12. And he, speaking of the false prophet, exercised all the power of the first beast, the Antichrist, before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, and whose deadly wound was healed. There it is again. Okay. Let me ask you a question. What is the purpose, the purpose of the Holy Spirit? What does he do? It's not a rhetorical question. You are Bible students. Anybody but preachers, they know what the answer, okay? What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? It is comfort. He will send you a comforter. But more than that, we read in the book of John, more than guidance. He points people to Christ. We read that in John. He points people to Christ. By the way, we don't worship the Holy Spirit in the way a lot of denominations. He is part of the Trinity, but he is that third person of the Trinity. We're never to be putting that Holy Spirit out. He's subservient to Jesus. Are y'all, this is all a whole nother study here. But the office work of the Holy Spirit is to present Jesus, to exalt Jesus Christ. He convicts us of our sin, and he points people to Jesus. This is going to be the ministry of the false prophet. He's going to point people to the Antichrist, where the Holy Spirit points people to the Christ. Are you following? His ministry, his mission would be pointing people to the Antichrist, speaking of the false prophet. For again, verse number 12, he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. And by the way, he is going to have wonders. Matter of fact, turn me to Matthew chapter number 24. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 24. Jesus is speaking, again, about the great tribulation period. Let's begin verse number 21. Matthew 24, 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor should ever be. Again, he's talking about the great tribulation, the last 3.5 years. Are you following? This is a time period. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh. Nobody could be saved. In other words, the word saved means delivered. They couldn't survive the tribulation period. If it lasted any longer than that, everybody would die. Because all this coming, all the wrath of God is coming upon the earth. That's what it's saying. But for the elect's sake, those believers, those days shall be shortened. In other words, it's going to be that time period of 1260 days. Instead of it just carrying on, God put a certain time limit on it. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall so show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now turn back to Revelation chapter number 13. Jesus foretold of this time where the Antichrist and the false prophet will rise, and they are going to do great signs and great wonders, yea, even great miracles. Do you know that Satan has the power to do miracles? Great things he can do. Is this boring to y'all? Okay, remember the story of Job. What God allowed Satan to do to Job. The great wind that came and destroyed his family. Remember, his kids are sitting there eating and drinking and having a good time, and that great wind came. It was Satan who did that. Satan has some power. Are you following? Killed all of Job's family, and then he lost his cattle, his sheep, and all his money. He was gone. Satan did that. And Job never cursed God. And Satan came back a second time. Well, I tell you what, if you'll let me touch him, you know, do something to do him physically, he'll curse you to your face. And God said, okay, you can do that. You just can't kill him. I'm paraphrasing. You just can't take his life. So Satan was able to put a disease, whatever it was, people have ideas, from the top of Job's head to the bottom of his feet. I said all that to say that Satan has the power, okay? Matter of fact, don't go around thinking you can defeat Satan on you. You can't do it, man. You can't do it. There's some things about that. Anyway, you know what? The only thing that scares Satan, I hear these things, and I don't want to say I shudder, but we have to watch how we say this. When Satan comes, we plead the blood. I know what they're saying. I know where they're saying. But you don't get that out of the Bible. In the Bible, you get that out of the Bible. Do you know what scares Satan? The Word of God. Because he knows what's in this book. Matter of fact, he's read the last chapter. He knows what's in it. He knows, matter of fact, we read already that he knew his time was short. Remember when he's cast out of heaven? Michael the archangel defeats him, and Satan is cast upon this earth, and the angel flies about, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is cast down among you. And he knows his time is short. Satan knows this book. He knows he has 42 months to live before all this takes place. Anyway, they have power. They're going to do great signs and wonders. Verse number 13, and he doeth great wonders, speaking of the false prophet, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Let me stretch your mind. Remember the two witnesses that were at the beginning of the tribulation period? I believe Moses and Elijah. What they had the power to call fire from heaven. Remember, we read that. Isn't it amazing? The false prophet does the same way, because the first 3.5 years, people were in awe of these two false. They couldn't kill them. They were killed when the Antichrist was killed and slain, and Satan gave him power. And then I believe it's the Antichrist who kills the two witnesses. That's a whole other story. Remember, they lay in state for 3.5 days, and all the world celebrates. Hey, they're dead. And God takes them. Remember all that? Okay. Am I going too fast? My head's just spinning with stuff, and I wish I could just throw it out there. I can't. I got to slow down. But he's able to do a lot of great things. Call fire from heaven. Hey, they could do it. Those two witnesses, I could do it too. And the world saw the two witnesses were dead and left. And wow. So they begin to follow the Antichrist and the false prophet. Isn't it amazing that men will follow them instead of following God? Same's true today. Same thing's true today. We tell people about Jesus Christ and they reject. No, we're going to go in this way. Same's going to be true during the tribulation period. Okay, verse number 14. Wow. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast and the Antichrist. Okay, so they're working together now. The false prophet and the Antichrist. And he's able to do miracles. Both of them can, but especially right now the false prophet. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image. This is very interesting. They should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. You get the picture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Is our prayer.